cast your mind back to April or May of this year. Australia in the grip of its first wave resulting from the pandemic. Thousands are losing their jobs or being stood down. So much fear and uncertainty. And it was around this time that my next guest predicted house prices in Brisbane were going to rise. Now, of course, that's nonsense. He's an idiot. Doesn't know what he's talking about. How could they rise when the jobs are being lost and people are scared? And not many experts agreed with him at the time. Well, here's the joy. Here's the joy of just waiting, because it turns out he was right. Cameron Murray is an economist and research fellow in the Henry Halloran Trust at the University of Sydney. Cameron Murray, thanks for coming back in the studio.
No problem. Thanks for having me,
Steve. How did you know? Back then, a lot of big names, you know, highly paid economists and commentators wrote column inches saying, you know, bad for house prices. Sydney and Melbourne are stressed and worried. They're going to go down. And you said house prices are going to go up.
I think the trick at the time was knowing which information was not meaningful when it came to house prices, maybe meaningful for the macro economy, and which information wasn't meaningful. And that meaningful information was basically a couple of things. First, it was the interest rate reductions we'd seen, and the previous interest rate reductions hadn't really washed through prices outside of Sydney and Melbourne.
Let me interrupt, Rudy. I know I told you to come nice and close to the microphone. Just back off a little bit. Thank you very much. Entirely my fault.
So we'd seen these large price rises in Sydney and Melbourne in response to lower interest rates. We hadn't really seen them in Brisbane sort of between 2013 and 2017. And with the additional interest rate cuts, the effect of that is bound to wash through at some point. And I guess the other thing I realized was that fiscal stimulus works. And what we've had during COVID is what I call an outsized stimulus. The amount of money going into people's bank accounts is historically unprecedented. And in fact, surveys are showing that people have more money in their bank now than they did before. And of course, when you have money in the bank and you can't travel overseas, what do? Well, you buy household goods, you upgrade, you holiday locally. And of course, part of that package is upgrading your house. And so I dismissed the information about unemployment going up, because I know when you look at the data historically, unemployment doesn't have any relationship to house price growth. And the obvious reason there is because only a few percent of houses are sold or bought in a year. And people who are likely or on the risk of unemployment aren't in the market for buying houses anyway. So it doesn't matter if they have a job or they don't have a job. They're on the margins. They weren't going to affect it. But the people who do have jobs, they have more money in their bank before. Interest rates are lower. House prices in Brisbane are historically low relative to Sydney or Melbourne. And even if rents fall a little, the combination of that is the balance of probabilities is that prices would rise.
Congratulations on being right.
Oh, it's nice to be right sometimes.
I'd like to talk to you again in March, April next year. No, I'd like to talk to you the beginning of the year before the overly stimulated Australian spender or consumer finds that things are about to rapidly change.
Look, I think monetary policy also works. I just don't think it really matters. At the moment in Brisbane, you know, buying is cheaper than renting in most suburbs, and that's very rare historically. That's what happens at the bottom of a downturn. It never goes down from here. It's never done it before. Maybe this is the first time, but that's why the balance of probabilities are that it's going to go up. And we've seen that effect because first home buyers the last 2 years have been historically high as a share of new buyers.
My guest is Cameron Murray. He's an economist and research fellow at the Henry Halloran Trust at the University of Sydney. He has the annoying credit of being right in predicting that house prices were going to go up when pretty well most others were saying they were going to go down. So tell me something you call the ripple effect and how it will be felt in Brisbane, please.
Yeah, so that's basically what I call the way the property market responds to cycles, and what happens is premium locations seem to rise first. And I think if we look nationally, we can say, well, see, that was Sydney and Melbourne. And what's going to happen is the next tier cities are going to rise next: Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, and then we'll have Darwin and Hobart and all those sorts of places also. But if you look within an individual city, you also see that effect. You see the prime inner city suburbs, they grow, and then the adjacent suburb, it grows in price. People move there as a substitute. It booms next, and then that becomes slightly expensive, and then so on and so forth. And so I think looking at this sort of effect leads you to sort of be aware that the timing of property cycles between cities, for example, isn't going to be the same. We didn't have the last boom like Sydney. So in
the last couple of years was pretty ordinary here, wasn't it?
It was very ordinary. And it reminds me a lot of 2003, when Sydney prices fell off for quite a few years while Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide and Melbourne at that time also boomed. So, you know, it's happened before. Sydney booms early and then drops off, and then everywhere else booms.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane. We're talking house prices. Every month now, I probably will have two or three letters, leaflets, or something in my mailbox, often written, handwritten or hand-printed, asking to buy my house. I live near an old industrial estate, for goodness sake. But there's new couples everywhere. There's a boutique brewery. There's some ripper coffee shops. A French patisserie is being built around the corner. You know you're about to be gentrified when someone's putting in a French patisserie around the block. And it's odd. I'm thinking, why all of a sudden are people offering to buy my house, which is a pretty plain house? It's not, you know, there's nothing spectacular about it. I've got some nice garden, but that's about it. What's going on?
I think part of the puzzle is, the term I use is asset markets equilibrate. So people in Sydney and Melbourne.
It's a catchy party trick. Yeah. But asset markets equilibrate.
It just basically means if things look cheap in Brisbane compared to Sydney and Melbourne, for everybody who's got assets there, they think, well, I should stop buying them here and I should buy where it's cheap. And the experience of many agents I've spoken to and my own personal networks of friends are that people in Victoria are ready to come up to Queensland and buy real estate.
Which they are doing now.
Which they are.
Sight unseen in many cases.
And it makes sense. If you are getting a 4.5% yield here for your money on a real estate and 2.5% in Melbourne, don't buy another investment property in Melbourne, buy it in Brisbane. And so you can see that effect naturally. They can leverage against their high value real estate there. And it's somewhat inevitable, isn't it?
So do I sell or do I buy or do I wait?
If you need your house and don't need the cash, then you wait. Obviously, I mean, if you need cash, you can sell, but there's no harm owning an asset that's going up in value if you've got the choice.
It's very tempting, isn't it? Because you can sell for much more than you bought it for, but you've got to buy in somewhere. And if the rest of the market's going up, it's not going to be easy to buy in somewhere else.
No, that's right. I think for homeowners who aren't there to speculate, then you should just ignore the market, essentially. Get in, buy your house, raise your family, do whatever when you retire. Yeah,
give your house. Live your life, complain about the government.
Yeah, let the kids deal with what it's worth at the end of the day, because you're exactly right.
Yes.
If you sell it, you have to still live somewhere. And if you like the area, your choices are going to be limited. And if your area's gone up, like you say yours is going, well, just stick with it.
Ours are going crazy. Seriously? How much? Let me think about that here, sure.
You say that, but I've spoken to friends in Victoria who just look at stuff and go, how can it be that cheap? Is that right?
Yes.
And that's just a matter of perspective, because for the last 6 or 7 years, they've been paying double for the same sort of property.
All right, Cameron Murray. So what's going to happen? What's going to play out here in Brisbane the next couple of years?
Look, my sort of most likely outcome is that we're going to see an upswing that will last till 2024. So 3 solid more years. And I say that because property market cycles aren't as slow as sort of stock market booms and busts. There's no flash crashes, and they take time. And I think that's what's going to happen. We'll just see the end of a cycle and then some kind of correction depending on circumstances at the time, either a small decline or a large decline. Whether we get back to
a large decline means wailing and gnashing of teeth, or
look, I don't think it will get back to the price it is today in the next decade. I think it's going to be consistently higher, given the way we manage our economy with monetary policy, given the experience of Europe and the way they've suppressed mortgage interest rates. You can borrow money for 1% in many countries in Europe. And if the RBA can engineer that, if prices fall, then that's going to also support those high values in the next downturn.
What's going to happen next year, given that there's so much, so many stimulated wage earners in Australia?
I think it's this Christmas is going to be a retail record in many sectors. I know in a lot of sectors already, it's been a boom year for household appliances. Apparently, you couldn't buy a webcam for a few months because everyone
That's
had
right.
Moved home. And I think if you can't holiday overseas, if all your local holiday destinations are booked, people are just going to upgrade around the house and spend on local retail. And I think it's going to be a great Christmas for that.
If Harvey Norman, what's his name, Jerry Harvey, doesn't send a Christmas card to Philip Lowe, the governor of the Reserve Bank, he's a dill. Yeah. He should be sending that man a Christmas card saying, thank you, governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia.
Definitely he's been a beneficiary of our macroeconomic policy settings this year to deal with COVID, no doubt. Mm. I think he'll have a great Christmas.
Cameron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Steve.
See you next year. Cameron Murray, economist and research fellow in the Henry Halloran Trust at the University of Sydney.